Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 4 of Small Talk with Sid, the podcast. I am super excited for today's episode because I have a friend of mine with me today, Cindy Nguyen. She's one of the baddest business babes in New York City. With killer networking skills, a grind like no other, and amazing fashion sense, she truly is a triple threat and a huge inspo of mine. So, hi, Cindy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, no, me too. No, it's fun. You're like the other like Cindy in my life, even though I'm Sydney. But do people ever like pronounce your name wrong?
Always. That's why I feel like I'm considered a Sydney.
Yeah.
Just because it's like so easy for people to misspell.
It's funny because I get
Cindy for some reason. I don't know why.
I get Cindy a lot and I'm Sydney. Yeah. So
I'm the opposite.
That's so funny. And by the way, guys, we are sitting right now where Cindy works. We're at Chanel Corporate right now. The office is absolutely stunning. Yeah, it's so killer. We're going to get into all of that, though. And I guess how we met, so how I actually met you the first time. We have a mutual friend, our friend Madison. We met at Lauderay, and I met you for the first time. I think we were with Cartier, and it was Madison and a few other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we were all, like, hungover.
We were so hungover.
It was her birthday.
It was. We were so hungover. It was so good, though. I remember meeting you. I was like, this girl is drop-dead gorgeous. I think I said, like, you look like Shay Mitchell the first time I met you.
I was flattered.
Yeah, no, so good. Okay, cool. So I guess before we get into all of it, maybe tell us your story. Yeah. Where are you from? Where'd you go to college? So
yeah, right there. So I was born in New Jersey, and around when I was 2 years old, my family packed up and moved to Connecticut. I grew up in a very small town in Connecticut where generally I would just describe it as like the white picket fence lifestyle. Like my family, we were the only minorities. It was like such an interesting time to like grow up in such a cultured state.
Yeah.
In a way, just given that everyone around me, one, was white.
Yeah.
I remember like going to Sunday church and my family, we'd stick out like a sore thumb, but it was so interesting. And growing up, like, I always remember, like, being bullied, and, like, people would always tell me, oh, my gosh, like, I have darker skin. So they're like, you act very white for your color.
What?
So it was interesting. So I learned a lot growing up, and I think for me, like, looking back, and I can't, like, help but to be humble being in the city and, like, having my life. But I think back to the times, like, when I was growing up and really kind of learning who I really was, and I owe that experience all to where
I am. I'm sure that shaped you as a person, and we're gonna get into like your goals and you know everything that you've accomplished, but those people, I mean, if only they could see you now, and I'm sure some of them do.
No,
still,
I mean, they're still stalking my Insta story.
Yeah, it's funny, even from high school I had people DMing me like, I'm like, I don't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, like, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna hit you up and like show you around town, but
no, definitely not. Okay, so why did you choose New York to go to college? Like, what was it about New York that I guess intrigued you?
Yeah, so it's all about the allure for me. Growing up in such a sheltered environment, I always traveled to New York on the weekends, whether it was to see family in New Jersey, or it was just to go shopping, or even just to model.
Yeah.
I used to model for 17 Magazine during my teens, so I was always in and out of the city for
castings. I have a question for that. Yeah.
So I always saw the hustle and bustle, and I knew that, of course, I wanted to be somebody someday.
Yeah.
So I originally thought I wanted to be a fashion editor just growing up and watching movies like Devil's Wears Prada. Like,
oh,
so
God, yes, of course.
I thought I was going to end up at a magazine, but I think the business side of me, growing up with my family business, my parents owned a salon, so I was
You had that, like, entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very business-minded as a young girl, so.
Did you come into New York a lot when you were younger, I guess for experience?
Younger, not too much, but during my teens, I kind of fell in love with the city.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so also we both go to Pace. Well, you went to Pace University.
Yeah.
What did you study there?
I studied marketing. So my concentration was advertising and integrated marketing communications.
Did you have a love for fashion also in college as well?
Yes, I did.
We're actually, wait, we're going to get into that. Hold on, wait. We're going to get into that. Okay.
Lips are sealed.
So let's going to go, before we get into college and your journey there, I did a little bit of stalking. So you did a pageant when you were younger.
Yes,
you did Miss Connecticut Teen USA. I think you won 2 awards.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, so when I was about 15, I randomly got a letter in the mail asking me to apply for a pageant. At the time, I've never even heard of what a pageant was. Right. There was no influence of pageantry within my town, let alone state, really, because I feel like Miss USA, like, they're always, like, the big states like California or New York. So I couldn't imagine, like, a small-town girl making such a big difference.
And also, again, like, I feel like race also plays another factor there, too, where a lot of those girls that do it are typically white.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what happened. I remember I enrolled in my first pageant at 15, like, I have naturally, like, curly, wavy hair. Mm-hmm. I remember begging my parents to bring me to the salon to straighten it, because that's how all the girls were.
Right.
So I remember having pin straight hair. Like, you see the lineup, it's, like, all these girls that essentially look like Barbies. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I stick out. And then I remember that pageant I won Miss Photogenic. And then, I mean, I didn't win the title, but...
But still, though. Like, I mean, if there's an award to win, it's that one, so... No,
I got bit by the pageant bug, and I remember competing at least once a month throughout my late teens before college, of course, and...
You won Miss Photogenic in another one, right?
Yeah, so, like, it was first runner-up at USA. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
So, like, the thing is, I remember competing in that system... Actually, while I was transitioning to move to New York. Mm-hmm. So I competed when I was 18.
Okay.
And I think the big thing was just the fact that they knew I was enrolled in a New York university, that I couldn't commit to my state.
Because
when you win the title, like, you're doing community service. So
yeah,
it was just tough for me to travel every weekend coming in and out of the state.
And what did you, like, learn from that experience? Because I'm sure that's a lot of, like, mental preparation, and there's a lot of things you learn from doing, you know, answering questions, and also how you view your body image. What did you learn from that?
Yeah, so I had a very positive experience through pageantry.
Yeah, not everyone does.
Yeah, yeah. I think I really owe a lot of my interpersonal skills to pageantry, just given that I am very vocal about certain topics, and especially even in my workplace right now, I'm always the first one to really kind of speak my mind and not be afraid to, like,
it's amazing,
add my input or kind of give my opinion. So I'm able to articulate my thoughts properly, and also too, it's like I was able to kind of create my sense of style.
Yeah.
And especially doing that on stage with hundreds of people, like, just watching you, it's kind of funny. So.
Yeah, but you learn a lot about yourself, and I also think it, like, makes you more confident in who you are.
Yes,
and
definitely.
For sure. Okay, so we did all kind of mention this already, but you always saw yourself someone in the fashion industry. So what was it about the fashion industry that, I guess, inspired you?
Yeah, I think it was more so the way fashion affects people. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in an age, a digital age, where fashion is such a big deal, where you can easily just throw on a white t-shirt and, like, prance around, and you still look chic.
Yes.
So I'm really loving how people are really kind of taking personal style to another level, whether it's honestly either being inspired by other people or just really kind of riding their own wave.
I mean, even, like, if you look this is actually New York Fashion Week this week, and so maybe these major designers are incorporating, like, street style wear into, like, major fashion
Definitely.
Trends.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay, so you like the business side of fashion more as opposed to, like, the designer end of it, or?
Yeah, I'm definitely business oriented. Like, in my field right now, we're very, even though we have, like, the connotation of, okay, like, you're in front of all these public people, you're in front of VIP, you're in front of clients,
it's
you always have
glamorous.
To look the best, but at the end of the day, like, are these events turning into sales, or, like, we're creating that clientele? So there's a lot of business initiatives and metrics involved, but it doesn't hurt to put on a Chanel jacket every day.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Belly shoes.
Definitely, those are the perks of it, but at the same time, though, I mean, I'm sure when you talk to people and you say, hey, I work at Chanel, immediately it's, like, glamour and glitz, but
definitely.
At the same time, though, I think people misunderstand that, like, it's not as glamorous as you think, though. There's a lot that's going on behind the scenes. It's a business at the end of the day, you know, so.
Exactly.
You know, for sure. Okay, so for those that don't know, I mean, I mentioned we both went to Pace University. I'm finishing up this year, but you're kind of an icon at Pace University, and I'm going to say the word iconic. And the reason for that, there's actually multiple reasons. The first one, though, is that Cindy actually founded a club at Pace called Professionals. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so I was actually inspired by Professionals when I was a sophomore during my 4 years at Pace. So essentially at the time I was interning at Prada, and I remember that big push, everybody go get a LinkedIn profile, add everybody you know. And I remember I was, like, sitting in the library one day, like, adding everyone that I was in class with, like, everybody, all my teachers. And then one time, like, I just requested the dean to follow me, Dean Braun.
Oh, I love him.
And So then he accepted, and all of a sudden he sent me a message through LinkedIn saying, like, hey, like, we're really interested in bringing fashion to the university. Can you come and speak to the students? And yeah. I was so shocked. I was like, sir, like, I'm literally, like, 18. Like, I'm a sophomore at your university. Like, I have no experience to, right. like, talk to people.
Right.
And he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so surprised. Like, your resume looks like you were a graduate student. Because at that time, Prada was probably maybe my sixth internship, and mm-hmm. I was only a second, semester sophomore.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to get into your internships, yeah. by the way. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah. But, yeah. So then we were really brainstorming how to really make the impact on campus, and mm-hmm. especially it not, like, Pace not being a fashion school, it's not known for fashion at all.
Right, you have FIT and, like, you know, LIM and those schools who, you know, fashion's a little more, it's bigger there. So, yeah.
So we were just brainstorming ways. First it was little workshops, then it was little keynote speaker moments once a month, and I was like, why not? Let's just start a club. And then
totally.
I was brainstorming kind of cool ways to say, like, fashion and club, and everything just came up straight nerdy.
No, yeah. No, and then professionals.
Professionals just popped up, and I thought I was, like, the biggest weirdo, like, yelling professionals every day.
No, it's literally perfect. It's, like, the most amazing name.
Like, yeah, like, professional.
Professional.
Fashion, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's, like, that moment he gets to, I totally relate to that. I was the same when I came with my blog name. I was like, yes, I found it. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you also have a lot of amazing events. I mean, you've really made your mark with this club. I mean, it is doing so well. It's, like, the topic of discussion with every girl. I mean, every girl who wants to get... One thing I do love about Pace is our business school, the Lubin School of Business. Yeah. And so a lot of people, they want to be, you know, these business women and businessmen, but they don't have an outlet to express their fashion sense or their creativity, and that's what you kind of brought to the school. So I'm so impressed by that.
Thank you.
So some of the events you've had Dress for Success, which, what's that one?
So Dress for Success was our first big event. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it is just a panel that ranges from 5 to 6 people. Each person is from their own company, mm-hmm. And really own field. So I remember the first one, I invited all of my contacts. So they were big magazines, the big brands.
Oh, yeah. Cosmo, Vogue, GQ. Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of bring all these people together, because I feel like people think the fashion industry is so intimidating. But honestly, there's so many people out there who are willing to pass on advice and really not really hold your hand, because you still have to work hard. But
They've also been in your shoes before. Yeah.
And it's like you always just need that person to be your little cheerleader,
yeah,
or just pushing you along. So that one, it was just a panel. It was moderated by the intern queen, and then there was
I know her.
A Q&A at the end. So students actually were very interactive, raised their hand, and they had the opportunity to kind of really have those personal, like, one-on-one conversations too.
No, and the one event I went to, you did one where it was major, like, publications. It was the Vogue, Cosmo, GQ.
Yeah.
You actually had the guy speaking, the one they had that show, So Cosmo.
Yeah.
He was I forgot what his name was.
Andrew.
Yeah. And so it was amazing, because at the end, like, I mean, you had so many people attend that event. And I remember I went to spoke with a girl from Vogue, and she was telling me about her experience where Anna Wintour picked up the phone. But it was just cool getting to, like, interact with those people, and not every school offers that kind of interaction.
Exactly.
So, amazing. And I guess you had those connections from Intern Queen?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, not even Intern Queen. It's really just interning as a whole.
Yeah.
My experience with Intern Queen was... Intern Queen was the outlet that I used when I got my first internship ever.
Yes.
First semester, freshman year, I interned at both Adobe Software and mm-hmm. Kenzie Clothing. So I got both of those internships through just searching online, basically.
Yeah, I went to one of her events. She had an event at Barney's where there was, like, speakers, and
so
she's cool with, like, opening those doors.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the part I'm excited about. So you have probably one of the most, like, killer resumes I've, like, ever come across.
Thank you.
You guys, wait, we're gonna get into this. So you applied, I mean, can you remember? I mean, you don't have to name all of them. If you want to, you want to try. Let's name all the internships.
Should we do it in chronological order?
If you can, yeah.
Okay. Adobe Software, Kenzie Clothing, 17 Magazine, Christian Louboutin, Intern Queen, YSL, Prada, Miu Miu, Fendi, Valentino, Glamour Magazine. Am I forgetting?
Chanel. Well,
Chanel was my last internship.
I mean, those are, I mean, I'm sure there's more.
Valentino.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I'm like, do you hear these names she's saying? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people, you know, how did you apply for these internships? Like the first one, how did, I mean, or maybe, and maybe the more important ones, like how did you apply for them? Ones?
So initially it really kind of, honestly, I'll tell you my secret.
Okay.
It's basically cold emailing. Mm-hmm. So essentially what I would do is I would kind of create my bucket list as far as dream jobs. At the time I was at Christian Louboutin and I got that internship through just randomly emailing somebody and being like, hey, like I'm a, like so-and-so at Pace University and I'd love to see if I can get in contact with someone who works with your internship program or hires interns. Like, yeah. I'd love to get more information.
Yeah.
And then at the moment, I thought that would just be a dead end. But then, of course, I just got a reply. And turns out, I ended up interviewing for a position the next day.
Yeah.
So I saw how positive that was. And then continuing on, I just did that to all those dream job brands that I wrote down.
It's funny you say that because I feel like I'm the same way. A lot of people think they're so intimidated by emailing and speaking to people. They think that those people are so far out of reach. When, like, even this podcast, I mean, I've done so much emailing, and it's about, you know, you talk to this person, that person leads you to that person, and yeah, it's just about that hustle and grind, and if you present yourself in a certain way, people will respect you and take you seriously.
Exactly.
For sure. Okay, so can you maybe tell us about one of your coolest internship experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I have to give my big props to Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel was my last internship.
Yeah.
And I interned for them twice in mm-hmm. a row. So essentially, I started as a summer intern, and then I performed well. Then they asked me to stay on to the fall, and then I graduated Pace in December. So upon graduating, of course, they did not want to leave. And here at Chanel, they kind of have, like, a tight family. Like,
right,
there's not always an open gap anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I was very fearful of, like, leaving and then, like, trying to find another brand that I semi-love just as much as Chanel, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, like, wanting to come back, but there's no room. So I really tried to, like, make myself irreplaceable. And then turns out there were a few positions from other departments that were hiring and asking around, and
right,
they noticed me, and they kept asking my supervisor to steal me, and then she just made it work, and she found a spot for me on the team, and I've been full-time ever since.
Yeah, so, we're going to get more into your job later,
yeah,
too. No, that's amazing, though. So, okay, even though I said it's not always glamorous, there are times where it is super glamorous. So can you maybe tell us about whether it's Chanel or maybe other internships you had, like any cool celebrities you met or maybe socialites or after parties? Was there a New York Fashion Week you went to? Like, cool,
yeah,
stuff that has happened. Yeah.
Totally. So I remember each internship that I was in. Mm-hmm. For example, if I was in like a PR internship for fashion, there is always a component for events.
Yeah.
Chanel is special just given that there's a sole events team because of the amount of events they're ranking out every year,
right,
and every month. But some other brands, like, for example, when I was at Fendi and Valentino, the events really crossed over
mm-hmm.
Into PR. So it was almost something where it was like a hidden gem to
that
be
happens
able
a lot with
to,
marketing.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
work
yeah.
on an event and, like, see everything and then go to them and check people in. But, no, I mean,
yeah,
I, at these events, I'm, like, with so many people. It's like a lot of FaceTime with influencers that I'm obsessed with.
Oh,
like
for
VIP
sure.
that like I dream about meeting.
And name us one.
Oh my God, I can't.
You can't?
I really can't.
Okay,
there's
okay.
so many.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's just insane. And but the thing is, like, you can't, like, really say anything. You're like, here's your escort card.
No, it's true. And also, like, a lot of
you
those
just
people.
Freeze.
No, it's true. And you also want to keep your cool at the
yeah.
same time. You don't want to look like
you're like
fangirling.
My boss is looking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. No, that's awesome. And then also, another cool opportunity is, I mean, you were in 17 Magazine,
yeah.
like you said. Was that because you did an internship at 17?
No. So I started, while I was on site of one of my pageants,
mm-hmm.
there was a 17 Magazine person that was scouting girls.
Yes.
And there was, I don't know why they picked me. It was like, I was just so surprised. And I think it's maybe just because I was a little different. Like, I'm biracial. Like you... It's very rare to find, like, a Vietnamese and a quarter black person. Like, it's just rare.
Right.
And, like, I think that's really my look, and they were just excited about it, and I remember, like...
And you also bring a new perspective, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, like, literally running to New York City when I was, like, I'm 14. I'm like, yeah. Oh, like, do my parents have to go? And they're like, yes, you're not 18. Bring your parents. And I'm like, oh. Yes. So, like, my dad's literally sitting on the side, like, that dad, like, taking the sneaky shots, like, when you're not allowed to. And I'm, like, posting to my Facebook. I'm like, guys, I'm here in New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got to shoot for so many issues. It was such a great time.
So amazing.
But my favorite, I shot for the prom issue one year, and, like, Shay Mitchell was on the cover.
How and, ironic. Yeah. Stop it. And that's, like, who I said you looked like.
Yeah, I would tell people, guys, I'm in this issues, like, 17 Magazine, go get it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you look so good on the cover. And I'm like, no.
Did they really say that?
Yeah.
That's so,
like,
funny.
You look so good on the cover. I'm like, nope, that's not me.
I would have been like, yeah, that's me. Whatever. I'm kidding. Also, one point I wanted to mention before is, like, people that don't go to school in New York, or maybe young girls who are listening that are thinking about coming to New York, the networking opportunities are insane. And, like you just mentioned, I mean, look how many people you've met. I mean, and also when I say everybody knows everybody, it kind of blows my mind sometimes. Yeah. I mean, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So that kind of, you know, we're going to go into my next topic, is networking in the industry is huge. I mean, what are some networking tips you can give?
The biggest thing for me is to really, you don't have to really stick to the whole always have a business card idea. Mm-hmm. Just because I remember hustling, and, like, given my background with Photoshop and my internship with Adobe, I always created my custom business cards. I spent hours making everything perfect, getting them printed, spending all that money. And then when
I
it came
the same
to,
thing.
Yeah, but yeah. When it comes to it, like, you actually have them on your body and you meet someone cool and fun, like, what you guys do is, like, what's your Instagram?
Right.
Like, it's never like, oh, like, let me take your business.
It's kind of old school. Yeah.
So it's like, don't, like, I don't know. Don't stick it to all this advice that everyone's just giving you. Really just kind of listen to a few things that match you. So, like, if it's your Instagram, that is your, basically your portfolio, your business card.
Right.
Kind of take some more time to curate some photos that really embody who you are, or kind of really get you inspired, or kind of push you in the right direction where you want to go.
Right. And also, like, you know, schools have a lot of networking events, and, you know, sometimes I think it's a little bit corny, in my opinion, but, I mean, they are great. Yeah. However, what I tell people is networking never stops. I mean, I have made connections with girls I've met at, like, a bar at, like, you know,
totally
at, like, 11 o'clock at night. I mean, 1 a.m. in the club. It's just, you're constantly networking. One experience, also one piece of advice I can give is that never treat someone's time like it's more important than yours.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you after the interview's over. But I had an experience. This girl, she's kind of famous. I mean, she was friends with, like, Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner. And she's like, hey, like, let's meet at The Wing. And she wanted me to help her with her website. And I was like, okay. So I met her, took time out of my day and my schedule, sat down with her. She's like, can you send me 3 writing pieces? And I was like, sure. So I went to a cafe, sat down, took, like, 3 hours out of my day.
Yeah.
Never got a respond back. I mean, and I was saying, listen, I mean, I know she, I mean, yeah, sure, you have a little bit of a celebrity status, but I took time out of my day to sit down with you. And if you genuinely weren't interested, you should have told me, hey, like, you know, that's okay. Thank you for coming. But, you know, so just don't, no matter how big you get, remember where you come from.
Exactly.
Don't ever treat your time more important. Like it's more important. And it's funny because, like, that's kind of an experience I'll, like, never forget. And if I ever come across with her one day, you know, I'll be like, always remember.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after. And then is there, like, maybe an experience you've had where you've had a really cool networking opportunity where you met someone and maybe it led to an internship or a job or maybe just a cool friendship that you've had with someone?
Yeah. So I think, I mean, it's more so networking within the internship, because at the end of the day, you look at all your co-interns. These are the people that you're going to be working next to in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's you all grow together. And I think, honestly, like, looking at my relationships based off of friendships and at Pace or, like, other internships, like, I value my friendships with my co-interns from other brands, of course, to, like, the friendships that I created at Pace. Because at the end of the day, you guys are all thinking the same. You want to work hard. You guys have the same passion, same interests.
And, like, you never know where people are going to end up either.
Yeah,
you never know who's...
Exactly.
Right. So always, you know, always keep that in mind. Okay, this is a great one. So I basically see you every single day. And okay, wait a second. I wake up to you. I go to bed with you.
Where's the photo? Come on. Where did you hide it? Your locker?
Stop. For real, though. For real. Okay. So you guys don't know, Cindy actually got axed by Pace University. I'm gonna let you speak on that. There is a huge sign. I should take a picture of it. There's a huge sign on the side of our building with Cindy's face on it. And you actually, not even this, not on the side of Pace, there's been like subway ads. I've been walking down. I forgot which subway station's at, but I mean, you were all over. Tell us about how Pace came to you and what that experience was like.
Yeah. So with the pilot of professionals and my, like my constant success with like interning and really mentoring students, I got sought out to be a part of the branding campaign for Pace University. So 2 years ago, 2016, Pace decided to rebrand themselves, just given that there's so much competition everywhere in New York with universities. So they wanted to really seek out students within each business, which each school. So I was the face of the business school. So I shot the campaign on the top of the rock. Like
so good.
One day in November, I was freezing my ass off.
Yeah. You couldn't tell.
I got the flu basically after.
No.
So we shot the campaign and the only information we were like given was, oh, like that'll just be promotional like photos. And I was like, totally. Cause I always was on the homepage, like randomly I'll be a spotlight on the homepage.
You thought it was like a small thing.
Yeah. I thought it was something so small. And then turns out like 2 months later, we get a newsletter from the president of the university stating that a new branding campaign is launching and
shut the fuck
there's
up.
3,200 subway ads, like 500 like billboards, like 3 spotlights in New York Times. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, that cannot be it. And then all of a sudden, like I'm come to work the next day and like people are freaking out. They're like, I knew I worked with a model. I'm like, no.
You looked so good. Those shots came out beautiful. Yeah. And it's funny. Like, imagine, like, the like shot, like, you hated it. And, like, your face is, like, plastered all over New York City.
But I remember the first month, like, I don't think my hand moved from that pose. Because everyone was like, reenact it. I'm like, no.
Stop. Well, major congrats on all of that.
Thank you. So cool.
So I guess, you know, is Pace, would you recommend it for those? Because I know you get this question a lot on your Instagram. Yeah. Would you recommend Pace, going to Pace, the Lubin School? How is all of that?
Yeah, I would totally recommend it. I mean, the thing is with Pace, they're very into networking and kind of creating yourself. The biggest thing for me is, like, I did not notice a big academic push on them. Like, I do not remember any time where they're like, you have to only care about school, like, stop interning so much. Like, they were very happy that I was always interning and always excited because at Pace, you have a minimum of at least 2 internships or so.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, someone like me, I was like, nope, I'm going to break that barrier. Like,
totally.
You can't hold me back. And they were fully supportive of that. So I really appreciate all that and working with my classes, my universities, just around internship schedules. Like, it was, like, amazing. So I really owe their help and, like, support.
That's funny you said that because in my first episode I did for my followers listening, I said that it's not always about the perfect resume. It's about building a personal brand. It's not about the 4.0. It's not about, you know, what did you get in your classes? It's about really developing and those networking skills.
Yeah.
I think it's more important than your GPA, to be
honest.
Still do good in school, but it's still important. What did you write your honors thesis on, by the way?
So I wrote it on fashion marketing. So I used Chanel as a case study, and then I reevaluated how they're icons.
Okay.
So I kind of really defined what is an icon. So you have Gabrielle Chanel, you have the CC, you have all of these little aspects that create Chanel as a fashion brand.
For sure.
So it's really more so the history of an icon, what makes an icon, basically.
No, that's awesome. Okay, so let's talk Chanel, baby.
Yeah.
So you kind of already said it, but, like, how did you, like, exactly land this job? Is this your dream job, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, so talk to us about that.
So it was one of the cold call emails.
Yes. Listen to that, guys.
Like,
cold call. Yes.
It goes such a long way. I remember emailing, like, the junior people on the PR and the events teams, expressing my interest, and, like, there was one time I finally received, like, an email back, and they're like, oh my gosh, so sorry, like, our internship spot was filled, like, definitely let you know in the fall or remind me, and, like, that's, like, what I did. So I followed up again. I was like, hey, like, so sad I wasn't able to really meet you guys, like, last semester, but I was busy, like, I was at Fendi working, like, I was interning full-time.
Yeah.
I'd love to see if there's any room this, like, semester.
Right.
And they were like, totally, like, come in for an interview. And then things just got rolling, and then I just started as an intern, and I remember it was just being, like, a blissful moment. Like, I just couldn't believe it, because Chanel was always at my top
list. I mean, who's, it's, of course, yeah. So what exactly do you do for Chanel? Like, what's your title?
Yeah, so I'm events associate. Okay. So initially, it's kind of basically like coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I had started as an assistant, so it was exciting to really grow so quickly and so soon. But I mean, it's all about hard work, and I really kind of push the boundaries as far as like what my job requirements or like responsibilities were. Like, I always asked to do more projects. I asked to be involved in important calls, important meetings. So I started to expose myself more into other parts of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really led to bigger opportunities.
And you took the initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the perks, guys, if you don't follow her on Instagram, I'm going to put your Instagram handle on here. This babe travels all over the fucking world.
Yeah.
I mean, where are some of the places you've traveled?
Yeah, LA, Miami,
Paris.
International Paris, London, Brussels, Italy, Moscow, Russia.
So when you were looking for a job, did it have to have travel in it?
No, because growing up, I am like kind of afraid of heights. And like,
really?
Yes, I'm a big Daily Mail girl.
Okay.
So like,
oh my god. I see where this is going.
I love that juicy, like, oh my gosh, like she got slashed in the face.
Yeah.
And like, I'm the one who's like refreshing Daily Mail every hour, like updating everybody. So like, I'm always seeing these horrific crashes, and I just get so sad. I'm like, no, I can't get on a plane.
But you can't live your life that way, though.
Exactly. So it's like I push myself, and I'm excited to be in a role that's like, of course, I don't want to be traveling like crazy because I want to really make my mark where I am. But as far as having the perk of really kind of meeting other people, like dipping into other markets, like I think it's another opportunity for me to network and kind of really expand.
It's funny you say you're afraid of travel. I'm literally afraid to go on the subway because of flu season.
Yes.
So I'm literally, that's my fear of traveling. I'm like, I'm going to like get sick and like die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's one of the places you want to travel to? Like, what's like next on your bucket list?
Morocco.
Oh my god.
It's already set. July.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm going back to Paris in July.
Stop.
So Morocco's
oh my god.
Stop
I cannot
me.
Wait for those Instagrams.
Yeah.
So good. You need to get your outfits together,
girl. I know. But first up, Coachella.
Oh yes. I was actually gonna go to that.
No, first week, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does they have a good lineup this year?
Yes. Beyonce is back.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Beyonce is weekend.
Oh, so good.
Cardi B.
Oh my god, I'll talk to you about that after.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the events? I mean, you kind of, like, maybe you can tell us about some of the events that Chanel has brought you to, or maybe what you do, like, internationally or in Miami. Like, what exactly happens? Yeah.
So, I basically oversee all of the U.S. events. So, I specialize more so just image and PR, just given my background. So, it's a lot of the VIP events that you read on Vogue, or a lot of the major big partnerships that we have, for example, like, the Museum of Modern Art to Charles Finch for the Oscars. So I'm excited to be a part of a lot of those projects, just given that they're more elaborate.
Right.
The experience is better for both the VIP and for the client.
Right.
There's always something different. And then it's always a new project that I'm being pushed towards, because sometimes, like, if you think about it, fashion events, a lot of them are just the cookie cutter cocktail, pass food, like pass drink. But, like, maybe a Bosco booth.
That is
but then
so
like,
true. Yeah.
I'm able to really explore, be creative, like, think of different ways to kind of give that experience and that takeaway. Or even that Instagram photo.
Yeah, for sure. God, you have the best Instagrams. Maybe what's something that you've, like, learned? Maybe something prior that you didn't expect to learn and that you have, like, by so far in Chanel, I guess?
Yeah.
Or your experience?
I think it was more so the fact that I just always have to think about where I am and who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Even though I've tried to establish a repertoire with everybody immediately, but I just understand that when you're just on a team that works with every department, you need to build those relationships at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's very hard to kind of be that grumpy, like, coworker that wants this right away, or like just only wants their projects done and won't stop and support someone else. So I think I found like a happy medium between like getting my work done efficiently, but also stopping and really kind of being a part of other people's work and kind of helping along the way.
Totally. And you're happy here. So you plan on staying here for a while.
Totally.
That's awesome. Okay. So I got to talk about it. So since it's New York Fashion Week, let's talk fashion a little bit. Yeah. So I feel like a lot of your followers also, you know, DM you, hey, where'd you get that top from? You know, but also a lot of people, unfortunately, we're not going to lie, I love name brands. I'm like, you know, I love that. But maybe can you name us some of your favorite labels that are maybe high end, low end? Yeah. Let's talk about
Definitely high end. I cannot think about anyone else except for Chanel.
Oh my God. It's like the boyfriend, like you can't get rid of.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
So definitely Chanel.
Which is actually funny because you had a real life story about that. About yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like Chanel. As far as other high ends, I don't really wear other high ends outside of Chanel, just given that it's very, like, I'm obsessed with my Gucci, like, sneakers. But whenever I wear them in the office, everyone laughs at me because they know it's Gucci. Like, when I wear my loafers, like...
Are they that petty like that?
No, they're not, like, that petty. But it's, like, when you have, like, your CEO walk by and you're, like, sorry, the green and red are actually supposed to be beige, black, and white. Like,
well,
it's,
then
like,
give
tough.
Me some Chanel yeah. beige, black, and white sneakers.
Yeah,
thanks.
Literally. Like, yeah. Come on, Carl.
Yeah.
So, it's funny. But, no, I love... Yeah. Lately, I've been loving Gucci. What else? Off-White. I still consider that high-end, even though it is a lower price point than Chanel
yeah.
and Gucci, but it still is expensive.
By the way, I'm a quick point. Your closet is incredible.
Thank you.
I have to come visit, by the way. Like,
you do. We'll
no,
have to do a wine night.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it is, and I think I saw you were doing an Insta story one day, like your dad helped you set up the
yeah.
shelves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, it was a transformation.
Where are you living now, by the way?
I'm living in East Village.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so it's a two-bedroom by myself.
Okay, I'm on the Upper West Side. It was like 10 minutes to get here.
Oh,
but yeah. Okay, so back to fashion.
Yeah.
So those are your favorite high-ends maybe. What are some low-end ones that you like a lot?
I'm a big Zara girl.
Yeah, Zara's great.
Literally, the sales are unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. I love the sales for Zara.
Yeah. Are you an online shopper or no?
Yes.
Me too. I feel like good ones are like ASOS. Mm-hmm.
Storitz is a nice one.
Storitz is good. They have really great tops, really cool
love
structured
it.
Tops.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a Zara, but I've been interested in Target Mist.
Oh, Tiger Mist.
That you,
Australian?
The Australian.
Yeah.
Because they were the brand that founded IMGEA.
Yes.
So I've been obsessed with, like...
Oh, I love IMGEA. So good.
Even though they copy a lot of brands. But, like, it's just, like, it's cheaper. And, like, that's what you just need. You just need the look.
Their
price
points are really good, though.
Yeah,
they're
so
amazing. I'm a big Revolve girl, but you
gotta,
you gotta play around because some things are really expensive and some things are cheap. So you just gotta, look. Yeah. And then I guess one of the perks also, I mean, you also get free Chanel bags and clothes and...
Yeah.
Back to that glamorous side of it. Okay, and then also maybe some of your favorite beauty spots. You're a huge fan of Drybar, which I love. Maybe tell us so you love that one just because it's really convenient.
Yeah, it's so convenient. Like,
For those that don't know, though, what is it?
So Drybar is basically a salon that only offers styling.
Mm-hmm.
They wash and style. They don't cut, dye, or anything.
Yep.
So it's literally either just a blow dryer, a straightener, or a curler.
Yeah.
What I love, though, is, like, they offer such great hairstyles that you can pick. So it's, like, named after fun drinks. Like, I have my go-to, the Mai Tai, which is, like, kind of a loose, beachy wave.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of really go with that one just because it lasts longer. Like, I can have a blowout for, like, 3-4 days and, like, really kind of mask in, like, the whole feel of, like, a fresh blowout. But, no, they're so great. And they have... product line too, so a lot of their products have like their signature fragrance. I can't even describe it. Like, I feel like when you smell it, you know, like that person.
I've never smelled it.
No,
yeah.
Next time, like after I said it, you're gonna think about it.
There's
a smell to it.
Stop. Also, their price points are really good.
Yeah, it's about 30.
It's
35, 40.
Yeah. And it's great because, like, it's good if you have a date night or maybe, like, an event to go to. Like, you just go in for, like, a quick, like, hair touch-up, and it's so good.
It's, like, an hour max, and you're out the door.
Do you have any other favorite, like, beauty spots you love to hit up in the city? Like, for nails or facials or whatever?
Yeah, so nails, no, because my parents had nails at their salon. So I actually have, like, a gel manicure kit upstairs at my desk.
I'm actually going to use some of the nail polish you brought me over. All that Chanel goodies you brought
me.
Yeah.
But I do not go anywhere else for my nails or my parents would kill me. As for facials...
It's funny, both of our nails are, like,
know,
not done right now. I look like a 12-year-old boy right now.
No, but it's like, you need to give them a little break.
I do. That's what I had to do. I kept doing gel, so...
Like, let them grow a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Facials, I actually have not gotten a facial in the city before. I did go somewhere to get my eyelashes done because a blogger recommended, and then I ended up paying $300 for a full set, and it was, like, the worst. I was like, I should have done it myself.
By the way, facials, I'll go with you. Heyday is actually really good.
Fine.
They have... Because facials are really expensive. Like,
yeah.
They could be crazy expensive. This one, it, like, ranges from, like, I think you do a 30-minute for $60 and maybe, like, something like that.
Oh,
so, we'll go. That's a good recommendation. Okay, so, also another thing about you is You used to be a huge party girl. I don't know if you still, I think
I
you still are.
I just can't post it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you can story it.
No, but even that, like, it's so funny. I remember, like, going out all the time. And then, like, okay, so I, like, don't need sleep to function. Like, yesterday I worked.
Oh, I'm the same way. All hours of the night.
Yep. I worked from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. And then I met my gay best friend for drinks. So mm-hmm. we went to the Standard. And then we were at Standard until 3 a.m. And I go to sleep and we wake up to get to work again at 6 a.m. call time today. So it's like, I do not need sleep. And yeah. like, but it's funny, this morning I'm like, okay, I do not need sleep, but I don't need to wake up with like tequila, rum, and vodka and like all these drinks in my body.
What's your go-to drink?
Vodka on the rocks.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's it. Only
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then also partying in the city is fun. I mean, I hate to name drop, but I mean, I know friends that like have partied with like Bella on the weekend when they yeah. were dating. And what are some of your favorite places to like party, I guess?
Party. Or? Okay, so I've really changed my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I used to be one of the club girls.
Oh, yes. I remember those days.
Yeah. And, like, I used to go all the spots, and then I, like, learned about PhD Sunset so late, and I was, like, raving about it. But then I just got so busy with work that, like, what I can do, I could literally just now only go for drinks at night yeah. and not make a big scene out of it. Because before, yeah. you're like, what am I going to wear? Who am I going to see? Like,
yeah.
so-and-so's going to be there. Like, I yeah. look cute. And then you go, and it's, like, a pitch dark club. Like, you're, like, deaf when yeah. you come home.
I'm, like, more of, like, I like either, like, really fun restaurants, like Catch, or, yeah. like, lounges that, like, kind of, it's, like, a mix between a club and a bar.
Yes,
it's, like, kind
exactly.
of like that. You can actually have a conversation and hear someone.
Yeah.
I had a funny story at Catch recently, actually.
I haven't been in so long.
We have to go.
So long.
It's good. I had a funny story. I was with my friends. They were a couple. And then I was partying with Noah Neiman from Rumble and mm-hmm. my friend Clarity. And all of a sudden, we're on the dance floor. And then out of nowhere, it's actually funny. So this is funny. So out of nowhere, I just, like, see Ashley Benson, like, come party at our table. And I'm just like, wait a second. And I think, and she probably thought I was somebody. And yeah, so, yeah. you know, I'm, like, hanging out. And then it's funny because she, like, I remember she, like, dropped her ID on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, here's your ID. And it was so cool. She like, lost her phone. So she's like, can I borrow your phone for Find My iPhone? I was like, yes! So she, like, uses my phone to, like, track her phone. And
yeah.
then she's like, do you smoke cigarettes? And I was like, no, but, like, we can go out for one. So we went out, and, like, we're having this conversation about, like,
yeah.
her ex-boyfriend or whatever.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
It was, like, such a surreal moment.
Well, I have a story.
Yeah, let's talk. We gotta give the juicy stories. It's a podcast. Yeah.
So there was, like, one time when, like, I'm in this, like, group, like, well, I was in this group chat with, like, all of my club girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
and, like, we'd always, like, rave, like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm going here one night, I'm going here, like, oh, my gosh, like, I see Justin Bieber, oh, my gosh, like, Drake's here, like, it was always, like, one of those things where
mm-hmm.
it's, like, someone alerts, and then we flock there, and,
right.
like, we roll up, and then, so there's one night when some girl's like, oh, my gosh, guys, she didn't even text us that night, she texts, and then morning after, she's like, oh, my gosh, guys, you guys can't believe this, she sends us the photo of, like, James Franco's ID.
Shut. No way.
Yeah. And, like, literally, she was with James Franco. And
like,
with
his,
like,
address and everything.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, she slept with him. And I'm like, where were you? Like, we couldn't believe it. And, like,
I had friends with,
like,
celebrities.
It was, like,
I can't say who, but
the craziest story.
Yeah.
And, like, I always, like, imagine, like, okay, maybe, like, I know, like, some of these guys are, like, so sexy and, like, you know, you just, like...
I think it's more of the hype of it. I think
yeah.
it's more, like, you know, you forget that they're human beings. And also in New York, I just... Well, for me personally, celebrities, it's just, like, it's cool. But, like, in New York, I think we're cool and we're, like, it's almost normal for us. We're, like,
yeah,
it's not that big. But also, it's James Franco.
I know.
So,
I'm
obsessed
with him.
He's
but
hot.
But he's kind of, like, a weirdo, but, like, I kind of like it.
But, like, a hot weirdo. So, no, all his brothers are super cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, I feel like I'm trying to think of other places that I like to hang out.
There's, the blonde is fun.
Yes, the blonde's,
oh,
really fun.
I met Victoria Justice there.
Did
last
you?
Weekend. It was so
throwback.
Weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're always, there's, I'm trying to think of other ones. There's a lot of cool rooftops in the summer, I feel
yeah,
like.
Totally.
But yeah. Okay, here's another fun topic. Just because my followers want to know about this. Let's talk about dating a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
I'm so bad.
Okay. So, let's, how do you feel about dating in New York City? Let's talk the general question.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. But the thing is, like, you have to think about it. It's just dating. Like,
yes.
there's nothing beyond just dating.
But, like, guys in New York City, men, what are they like?
They're kind of weird.
They are weird.
Like, I think it's just because, like, I consider myself an independent woman mm-hmm. and all, but, like...
But also you want a man to, like, yeah. as independent as we are, because I feel like we're on the same way, I still want the man to, like, take care of me, you know? Yeah. I want to feel like the submissive one when I'm with him, yeah. you know? So
it's, like, you always, like, look for that, but then, like, you get kind of, like, the mediocre ones, and they scare you for the rest of your life. And that's, like, the stage that I'm in right now. Like, I'm single. I just got out of a long, like, term relationship. It was, like, 4 years. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It was, like, so weird. It's, like, I don't know how to talk to boys and when they compliment yeah. me. I'm, like...
Like a divorced mom getting here. Back in the game.
Yeah. So it's, like, literally, I'm, like, oh, my gosh, like, I have to take up my kids. It's, like, I'm 22. But, no, it's, like, I think I need to...
Are men intimidated by you?
A part of me feels yes, because then they add in the whole thing, oh, my gosh, like, I can't believe, like, you do this. Like, you're so different. But I'm, like, just stop, like, comparing me. Like, it's just, like, I get it. Like, I'm different. Like, I think differently. But, like, you don't have to be, like, oh, my gosh, like, not all girls like you. I'm, like, I don't care. Like, just, like,
totally.
Accept it.
What's the most attractive thing about a guy for you? Like, what's something that, like, it's a huge turn on?
I think it'd be career.
Yeah, it's like I'm the same way.
Like, I want me in a guy form, basically.
No, I'm the same yeah. exact way. I feel like for me, also, I kind of like it when he is low-key successful. Like, I feel like, you know, he dresses really sharp, but he doesn't yeah. have a mouth on him. It's yeah. almost like he's doing really well, but you wouldn't know unless you really pulled it out of
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Like, when a guy's, like, really, like, okay, I was at Cola House, and, oh, God, there was this guy there that he would not shut up. Oh, I live in the same building as Leonardo DiCaprio, and I own houses here, here, and here. I literally took his hand and I said, you have to stop talking. I was like, you're going to end up with the wrong girl who's not with you for the right reasons.
Yeah.
It's just, and men, I feel like men are really pretentious here. They also, everyone tries to be something that they're not. To me, when someone's just like really humble and
yeah.
you can have big dreams, but like, oh, but just be grounded, you know, yeah. be realistic. And exactly. That's, yeah, but I do want my man to be like either just as successful as me yeah. or more so.
Exactly.
So I love ambition. Ambition's yeah. like the sexiest thing to me. Yeah, okay, cool. And then, so I guess, you know, what are your goals for the future now? You're at Chanel now, but do you see yourself expanding? Do you want to develop your own brand?
Yeah, so one thing I keep talking about is really Forbes 30 under 30.
Oh my God, that's such a goal of mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, literally, I'm still schemy of what I can do, mm-hmm. but, like, I do have, like, options.
Sorry, guys, by the way, you hear the ambulance. This is, like, New York City Studios.
Oh, you hear. Should we wait for it to pass?
Yes, wait, no.
It's almost there. Is you it know, it's there? Pulling up in front of us.
Guys, this is, like, real life here.
Well, this is 57th Street. It's, yeah. like, the long, one of the longest
Sorry,
blocks.
Guys, this is, like, real life. Oh. All right, you're good. Go ahead.
So, what were we talking about? Oh,
goals. Goals. Forbes 30 under 30.
Yeah, I have a few ideas in mind, but it's more so I think I need to reevaluate how much time it's going to take for me to invest myself in them.
Yeah.
So.
You're I feel like we're so similar. It's so weird. Yeah.
I try to see, but that's like on the back burner. I'm only 22, so I have 8 years to go.
You're doing that. Even though it seems like it's going to go fast, it is a lot of time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so. It's a lot of time. And like, yeah. these ideas are some passions of mine, so I think for me, it's easy for me to get excited and put in the time and effort.
Yeah.
But other goals is really, yeah, expand within my role here at Chanel. Like, get yeah. promoted more or, like, travel more. Really just meet new people. I think I'm very happy where I am right now. And
yeah.
I can't really see anything different.
That's amazing. I'm so happy
I'm,
for
like,
you.
Happy with everything in my life except for my love life.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we'll work on that. Me and no, you. I'm like, the same.
No, but
I'm like the only single one of my friends on Valentine's Day this year, so.
No,
it's cool.
I drunk texted my crush last night and it was so bad.
God, so, like, I'm
low key a little depressed right now.
I've done that before. God, I can talk to you
it's
about
like you just laugh at yourself. You're like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like in the moment, you're like, oh, let me just do it. And then like you're talking and you're like, oh, forget it.
No, there was one guy, I won't say his name, but there was one guy I was, like, on and off with for, like, 2 years. His, like, brother's actually, like, his brother, like, works at Dog Pound. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know, I feel like I need someone that's, like, I don't know, dating to me casually is not a thing. No. I'm either in it or I'm not. Because yeah. I don't have the time for it. Like, yeah. I just don't have the time to figure things out. Like, are you with me or are you not? So, yeah. Oh, God, Valentine's Day. What a
oh,
perfect.
My God, it's tomorrow.
I know, that's why I'm laughing, too. I'm like, wow, okay, great.
Just gonna.
Oh, God. I told my friend, like, I want to go to, like, iPick and just, like, drown myself in, like, filet mignon burgers, like, by myself. Okay, cool. And then this weekend, you're headed to LA for work.
Yeah, so I'm leaving Thursday.
So
excited. It's the NBA All-Stars weekend. So I don't even know what that means. So I'm like kind of nervous.
Yeah.
It's and like I guess so many people, like everyone's going to be there.
Yeah. And anything else you want to like wrap up on or I feel like we covered a lot.
Yeah. No, I think you know who I am.
This
you
is
know my shoe size or something.
Yeah. What is your shoe size?
7.
Oh my God, me too. Shut up. Okay. Now I know whose closet to go to. Okay. Wow, this is my longest podcast. We're at 55 minutes right now.
Oh, wait, what's the average for you?
My average is like 30.
So you were saying like 20 minutes.
No, my average is like 30 to 45. But
oh my this gosh. Is the you have some meat on this one.
This is probably my favorite one I've done so far.
Thank you.
So, all right, guys, we're going to wrap up. Me and Cindy, I think we're going to head to dinner now.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Thank
and
you.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.